Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I am Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And welcome to your podcast today. In today's podcast, we are going to be focusing on why you need to approach your health in a holistic manner and why this is so, so important. Laura, do you agree that this is like something that is super important?
Oh my gosh. It's like, it's basically the premise of like everything that we do and everything
we believe in,
everything that I stand for. And I think that, I mean, we're seeing such a huge shift over the last, you know, you've been really seeing it a lot over the last like 20 years, but only really, really, really over the last, I think 5 years, where people are like realizing, oh my gosh, I can't just focus on, you know, what I put in my mouth or how much I exercise to be healthy, or like just because I don't have a disease, I'm healthy. We're really shifting that mindset to know that it's about the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, the mental. Like, we, if we're not well in all of those areas, then we're out of balance.
Definitely. So
I'm pumped we're talking about this today.
Me too. And I think, so let's start off today talking about what is a holistic health approach, because I think that's one of the things that just, I just want that to be like super clear and like what it is and then the basic principles of it, because oftentimes we just, you know, we just think of it as like, oh, it's holistic. It's, you know, it's just fitness and nutrition or whatever. And that's coming at it. But really it does, like the emotional side, the wellness side, you know, that aspect, the psychological aspect to it has to be involved in order to make it a holistic approach. So what is the holistic health approach? So it's basically an approach to life when you focus on being healthy in all areas rather than focusing on just fitness or nutrition or wellness. You focus from the inside out on all areas. And this is an ancient practice that goes back as far back as like 5,000 years ago. It started in India and China, where there was like a major focus around living in harmony with nature. And there's actually like this really cool quote that I liked. It was from Socrates, and it basically, where he warned against only treating one area of your body, where he said, "For the part can never be well unless the whole is well." And I love that quote because I think that it's so true. It's like, if your whole being is not healthy and not involved in your health and wellness, you know, and you're not focused on your overall health, you will never have, you can never just have like one piece of it. You can never just, you know, it's like, it's almost like spot training. Like when you see people and they're like, I want to get a six pack, and they'll just be doing like crunches all day, but they won't do anything else to support that.
No,
that's how I think of it, you know, as holistic training.
But it completely is. And it also applies to as well. Like, even if you are, you know, quote unquote, doing everything right when it comes to fitness, nutrition, wellness, you know, let's say you're working out 5 days a week, you eat completely organic, you know, balanced blood sugar balancing meals, you meditate, you do yoga, you're like completely, you're de-stressed. And then let's say you're in a super toxic relationship. That's mm-hmm. also holistic health. Because totally. that's affecting your overall well-being. And this is where, you know, especially as being a coach, it becomes really interesting when you're dealing with clients, because you're like, you have to look at the whole picture, you know, like you're like, why aren't you achieving your goals? And then you find out, oh wait, you're in a toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. This is the reason why, you know, it's like, it's a very fascinating approach, but it's the way that it should be approached for everything.
For sure. And I mean, the basic principles is just to add to what you were just saying, you know, like holistic health is based on like, it's similar to like the law of nature, because the law of nature is basically that there's a whole made up of interdependent parts, right? So the earth is made up of a system like air, land, water, plants, and animals. If life is to be sustained, they cannot be separated. Because whatever happens to one side will affect the other, et cetera. So in the same approach, if you think of it from an individual's perspective, we're made up of interdependent parts as well, which is physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. So when one is not working at its best, it impacts all the others as well. So you really have to think of it from all of those areas. So physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And the whole idea is, you know, to use holistic approach as a lifestyle, as well as an alternative to treat or prevent illness and to provide you yourself with a more natural state. And, you know, what you were saying though, about how, like, if you're in a toxic relationship, it could affect your results. It's the same thing that, you know, like if you are anxious about something, you have a job interview that's coming up, your nervousness may result in a physical reaction. You might get a headache from it. You might get a stomach ache, or if you're suppressing anger at a parent or a boss over a long period of time, it can often develop into a serious illness such as migraine headaches or emphysema or even arthritis. So your mental state and your emotional state has a huge effect on your physical state. So you need to pay attention to everything. And so that's really what this is about today, is talking about it from a holistic approach. So not just, yes, the fitness stuff is super important, the nutrition, super important. But if you do not have the other piece of the puzzle and have them all working together, that's where you're cutting yourself short, in my opinion.
Well, and I think it's a very hard thing though for our society to embrace, because we love quick fixes, and we love, whether it be like we love finding the culprit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, fat is making us fat. We have something to blame. You know what yeah. I mean? And then it's like, oh no, actually fat isn't making us fat. It's the sugar that we put in is making us fat. Or like if there's like a murder, it's been proven that like even a lot of law officials, there's so much pressure put on them to find somebody, whether that person is 100% guilty or not, because it puts everybody else at ease. So it's like, we're this culture of, we want to find the culprit. We want to find the reason why, because we can rationalize that. But mm-hmm. when it comes to, you know, when it comes to health, like we can't understand why somebody suddenly has a heart attack when they are completely healthy, when they exercise every day and they eat really well and they do all these things that we quote unquote say are healthy. We can't wrap our heads around that. But there's so much more, like you said, there's more pieces to the puzzle that are happening that we might not be seeing, like that anxiety that's building up. Anxiety actually physically creates toxins in your body. Stress physically will create, it's been proven, will create toxins within your body that your body cannot break down. So, you know, all of these things that are contributing to your overall good health or bad health, we just can't rationalize it because we can't see it or we can't touch it. Mm-hmm. Like I know for me, like now I will easily say, like, I'm taking a me day because I need to take a me day. And whereas before I would think that was being selfish or, you know, I was
irresponsible.
Yeah. Or lazy or whatever. I'm like, no, actually I'm practicing self-care. That's what, you know, I'm taking a self-care day. And then, you know, some people will be like, oh God, that's so hippy dippy, as your dad likes to say. But it's not, because you've got to take care of every single piece.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's actually these numbers out there that I thought were fascinating. So it comes from the U.S. Center of Disease Control and Prevention. And they report that the key factors influencing an individual's state of health have not changed significantly over the past 20 years. So the numbers are that the quality of medical care only accounts for 10%, hereditary accounts for 18%, and environment is 19%. However, everyday lifestyle choices account for 53%. So what I'm talking about in percentages is the decisions that people make about their life and habits are basically the largest factor in determining their state of wellness. So the state of wellness is what I'm talking about. So the state of wellness is 10% is accounted for by your medical care, 18% by hereditary, 19% by your environment, but 53% by your everyday choices. So I thought those numbers were really interesting, because a lot of times people think, oh, it's hereditary, but that's only 18% on average that it will actually affect you. You know, so you have to think, if the number one thing that is affecting you is your environment at 19% and then your everyday choices at 53%, you've got to really clue into like what it is, like who you're surrounding yourself with, what you're surrounding yourself with, what your mindset is like, what you've got going on, like in terms of like your schedule, like, are you giving yourself that me time? Are you giving yourself downtime? Are you giving yourself enough sleep, et cetera? Like all of those things are going to factor in.
Well, and also I always think that this, like numbers like this, a lot of people get all freaked out by numbers, mm-hmm. but I actually think they're empowering. because out of all the things that we just talked about, the only thing you don't have any control over to change is your genetics. Mm-hmm. So, okay, if heart disease runs in your family, then you're going to be at higher risk for heart disease. Does that mean you're going to get it? No, because that only counts maybe for 10% of heart diseases from genetics, whereas 90% are things that you can change. Like, you can change what you put in your mouth. You can change how much you move. You can change the way you think. You can change the people you hang out with. And that gives you back your power. And that gives you back your power to be healthy.
No, it's such a good point.
You know, one of my, actually, she's an instructor with me for the Natural Weight Loss Coach program, Jennifer Papaconstantino, who's an amazing holistic nutritionist. Oh, someone's calling me. Maybe it's Jen. Maybe I just got the signal.
The bat signal.
But she talks a lot about this because, and we talk a lot about it in our course too, about the barrel effect and how we each have a different barrel. That's why, like, just say for me, my barrel could have a lot more space till I could get, you know, seriously ill. Whereas somebody else, theirs could be pretty much filled to the brim. And all it takes is that last cigarette or that last stressful event. And next thing you know, you're having a heart attack. So, but the thing that's great about this barrel is that you can change how full it is by the choices you make.
Mm-hmm. No, and I mean, I'm a prime example of believing in that 100% because I know, like, or as you know, like, my mom, she had a heart attack with a quadruple bypass at like a very young age. She was like, how old was she? I think she was 53 years old.
Yeah, she was young.
Yeah, 52 or 53 years old, but she was young. And she wasn't like, you know, she wasn't living like a terrible lifestyle. She's not active though, and she does eat Baconators. But it's, you know, it runs in her family. It's a hereditary thing. And so she has 15 siblings in her family, and 8 of them are boys, and all of the boys in her family have all had heart attacks. She's the first female in the family to have a heart attack. And, but the thing is that yes, it's hereditary, but also her lifestyle isn't the best. You know, and I'm not like dissing my mom. So no hate mail. I love my mom. She knows that I talk about her. Like, I told her the other day that I always talk about her and I use her as an example. And she's like, oh, a bad example. I'm like, well, kind of,
but no, but it's just, she needs to take extra care because she already has higher risk of it.
Well, that's my point is that, you know, when she was in the hospital recovering, she had a quadruple bypass and I stayed in the hospital with her by her side. And I spoke to the heart surgeon. And I said, you know, like, does this put me, like, from a hereditary standpoint, does this put me at a higher risk? And she said, yes, it does put you at a higher risk, but your lifestyle and what you choose every day has helped you in major ways and will continue to do so. So, I mean, the fact that I'm active every day and the fact that I eat healthy and the fact that I try to, you know, keep my stress levels lower and I try to maintain sort of a good balance in my life will help me in the long run. Will it prevent it? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it's something that you can't predict when it is something that is so hereditary. Like, look at even Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser, who had a heart attack. You know, he's super healthy, but his mother had a heart disease as well, issues and things like that. So for him, the hereditary thing probably just took over no matter what. And so for me, could that happen? Maybe. I hope not. I'm doing everything I can to prevent it, but that's, you know, what you were saying about, like, it's the one thing that you have power over, which is your choices every day. So, you know, it's important to pay attention to those choices, and it's important to think of it from a holistic standpoint though, and not just one side, not just I'm going to run every day, but I'm also going to eat ice cream and be stressed out like 24/7.
Well, no. And I think, you know, the thing that's scary for our society is we're so focused still on how people look. And we think that that is a barometer for how healthy people are. If they look a certain way, they are the picture of health, but mm-hmm. that's not showing what's going on underneath, you know, like, and that's something that we really need to start to understand, you know, whereas like Eastern medicine has always practiced, you know, in a holistic approach, and it still does. And that's why I think I've always had like a natural affinity to that kind of that approach. And that's why I studied holistic nutrition as opposed to just nutrition. Because it's all about dealing with the root cause. That's what we talk about all the time in holistic health, is what is the root cause? Whereas a lot of times in Western medicine, and I'm not saying Western medicine is bad, but we don't deal with things until there's a symptom. Mm-hmm. And we treat the symptom. So somebody comes to, you know, your office, and they have a doctor's office, they have high cholesterol. Well, what do? They give them a cholesterol drug. Whereas instead of peeling back the layers and finding out, well, what is truly causing this high cholesterol? Because there's a lot more things that cause high cholesterol rather than just having eating saturated fats or eating a bad diet. There's a lot of other things that contribute to that. Most doctors, I don't want to say all doctors, but most doctors don't provide a full stress management, lifestyle management, nutritional support before they're just handing over drugs.
I know, it is unfortunate. I mean, so that actually leads us into like the next part, which, you know, you kind of led into it, which is how to practice holistic health, because that's, I guess, the next step is like, you know, for anyone listening, that's kind of like, okay, this all makes sense to me. Now, how do I do it? You know, it is exactly what you said. Look for the root of the problem to diagnose and learn how to heal that part rather than just band-aid it. And there's a really good reference that I read that I really liked, because it made a lot of sense to me. And it was basically what you were saying about cholesterol, but they were using it as like an example where if you have a car and you're driving your car and all of a sudden the oil light comes on. If the oil light comes on, you don't just keep driving your car. You like take it to a garage or you put oil in your car because you know that it's signifying that this is the problem, right? But with our bodies, we don't do the same thing. Like all of a sudden we have a headache and we just take a pill. We don't try to find like, oh, okay, well, there must be something bigger going on, or I need to figure out what's causing the headache. Like the oil light, we know what's causing it is the lack of oil in the car. So we fix that problem. So we diagnose it. But if the headache is there, we don't diagnose it. We just band-aid it. We give ourselves like, we take a, you know, an aspirin or whatever, and then we move on with our day. Whereas it could actually be something so much more deep rooted. So you really need to think about it from that perspective of like, why am I having these symptoms? What is causing these symptoms? And look at ways to support your body's natural healing system in a whole manner, because your body wants to heal itself. It generally wants to be healthy. So you need to start thinking about it from that perspective of what could be causing these? Is it, you know, if it's a headache, is it the lack of sleep? Is it stress? Is it something that you're eating? Is it dehydration, et cetera? Like, what is it that's causing that problem so that you can get to the root and actually diagnose it as opposed to just band-aiding it?
Well, and your body is always talking to you. That's the language that your body talks to you in, is symptomatology. The symptoms that you're having is your body trying to tell you something. Mm-hmm. And we treat our bodies like I find it so interesting the way we just accept certain things, but it's also the culture we've grown up in, you know, growing up for me too, like, oh, you have a cough, you take cough syrup. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just second nature to think, oh, I have a cough, I'm going to take cough syrup. I would never take cough syrup now. Cough syrup A is completely ineffective. It's a bag of junk. It does nothing for you.
But bag of junk.
It is. Over the counter stuff is just Buckley's. It's a waste of money. Sorry, Buckley's, but it is. But you know what I mean?
Well, doesn't it just suppress it? It just, that's all it does. It just makes you feel better, like in the interim, right? Like that's kind of, like it's all about suppression as opposed to like, it's a band-aid. It's just a
band-aid. Yeah, it barely numbs it for like the time being, but it's not going to heal anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I don't know, we just kind of have always just accepted that these are the things that we do instead of like trying to dig a little bit deeper and be like, okay, you know, why do I have a sore throat? Well, probably because I've been stressed out, my immune system is down, and my body's telling me to slow down. So yeah, it's trying to, you know what I mean? It's saying, take some self-care, get some better sleep, you know, or maybe you're been working like a dog and you're not eating properly and you're not getting the nutrients it needs. Like, as soon as you kind of, even if you do that exercise for just even 7 days and try to become really aware of what your body is feeling like at certain times or after certain things, you start to learn the language that your body has for you, like with you.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, because I know even for me, anytime that I'm not sleeping well and I'm like just really overworked, overtired, etc., I always get a sore throat. And I always think like, oh, is this a cold coming on? And then I'm like, nope, this is just exhaustion setting in. This is just like my body's way of saying slow down or else I'm going to go full blown and make you sick. Then as soon as I take a day and I chill out and I'm like, okay, I got to rest and I get a really good night's sleep, the next day I wake up and it's like it never happened.
Yeah. Could also be your throat chakra closing down. Maybe you're not saying something that you want to be saying.
Well,
that's another thing with holistic health.
That would be on the daily. I wouldn't be able to speak if that was the case. I shouldn't say that. Oh gosh. But yeah, so I mean, really, you know, to practice holistic health, like you just need to really like try to start focusing on like what you're eating, your physical activity levels, what you're doing physically. And with that, I truly believe that when you're doing your physical activity, like if you're working out and you're doing something that feels like completely like disjointed to you, like it doesn't make sense to you, but you're just doing it because you think you're supposed to do it, stop doing it. That's my personal opinion. I don't know if you agree with me, Laura, but that's my personal opinion is like, find something that makes sense to you physically as well. Like when you're doing it, you actually find enjoyment in it. And I know that sometimes working out is like, it's hard. It's like that weird gray area of like, do I really like this? Because it's really hard. But find something that speaks to you. Like for me, yoga really speaks to me. It makes a lot of sense to me. Physically, it's challenging and it works really, like it really works my body, you know, but it makes sense to me and I enjoy it. When I leave there, I feel super happy and excited about my practice. So you have to find something that connects to you. I truly believe that because if you don't and you're doing something, you're forcing something, you're not really practicing holistic health.
Well, I think it's also going against your natural grain. You know, yeah. I think that society is kind of, it's changing too in the way we're approaching even things like education for kids. And we're really accepting that kids, like everyone learns in all different ways, you know, whereas before there was a very structured approach to education. And that might work for the majority of people, but it doesn't work for everybody. And it's the same thing with your health. It's like the one thing we talk about so much in all of our programs, whether it be our boot camps, our retreats, our Fit Chicks Academy classes, is there is no one size fits all approach. And that's part of holistic health is honoring the fact that every single person is completely different. So like I could tell you what you should do to be healthy and I would tell the next person a complete opposite to what I just told you. And you'd hear it and be like, well, what do you mean? You just told me that I should be eating tons of carbohydrates. And I turn to the next person and say, you should be eating more fats because that works with your constitution. You know what I mean? Like it's,
yeah,
you've got to approach everything from it's individualized. It's, there's no one size and you have to look at all angles of it. And it becomes daunting. I think, especially for being like a coach or a trainer, because you're like, well, how do I know when I'm going to be right? You know what I mean? Like, how do I know if I'm giving the right information? But that's where it also comes back to really listening to your client, listening or to yourself, like yourself, you can be your own client, you know what I mean? But like really listening to that language of the body and really seeing and trying different things and seeing how you react, whether it be to certain foods or certain exercise types. Like I find it really funny when people are always like, even with HIIT training, and we love HIIT training, you know what I mean? Like HIIT training for us, we're like, oh my God, it's the way to go. Would I tell everybody to do HIIT training? Hell no. If I had a client who was super, super, a super A-type personality, super stressed out, had elevated cortisol levels all the time, and they're doing HIIT training, that is counterproductive to what they want to do. Like that just puts them into a more stressful state.
Completely. Well, that's actually why I stopped doing HIIT training. And I went back to yoga as my practice because it's my adrenal glands are raised, my cortisol levels are raised, my stress levels have been raised lately. And it's the one thing that makes me feel very grounded again. So it's like, but I know that about myself, but it takes a long time to figure that out.
Well, yeah. And it's like, there's certain times in your life where, you know, like there's people who, you know, want to run marathons and it might not be ideal for you because obviously long distance cardio is extreme stress in the body. Any type of exercise is a stress on the body. So depending on if you're not emotionally well or hormonally well, and you're exercising in certain ways, you could be doing more harm than good. So anyways, that was my long, convoluted, around the way part of saying, you know, part of holistic health is knowing there is no one size fits all. And whether it be your clients or yourself, you have to approach everything from a holistic manner, but also an individualized manner.
Definitely. And just to wrap this up, I think, you know, we've talked a lot about like where it comes from and, you know, how you should approach it. And I think one of the things though that I do want to highlight is just the benefits of living this type of lifestyle, because, you know, it's so like, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, it sounds good. It sounds nice in theory, but like, it sounds like a lot of work, or it sounds like something that like, oh, I don't know if I want to like focus that much, you know, on all these things. But I'm here to tell you, like, doing it will change your lifestyle drastically. Like, you have to change your lifestyle in order to adapt to living a holistic healthy life. But at the same time, the benefits of it will outshine the work, in my opinion. Like, you will have more energy, you will have a feeling of wellness overall, you will be filled with joy, and like, you will have lots of vitality. But one of the cool things too that I always talk about is the idea that you will have a new sense of how you should actually feel. Because oftentimes we like kind of bump through life feeling like maybe you have like chronic pain and like you don't even know what it feels like anymore to not have that. Like, I know, like, my mom, again, I'll use her. She has a headache almost every single day of her life. Literally, she like wakes up with one, she goes to bed with one. She has headaches all the time. And she refuses to kind of try to diagnose it, even though I've tried to get her to do so. And, but I'm like, you know, if she approached her life in a more holistic manner, she could wake up every day and feel normal, like not have a headache. And I'm like, I don't even know if she understands what that feels like anymore. And that to me is so scary to imagine that you wouldn't even know what your life would be like without having a daily headache.
The thing that's so hard though too, and this, especially being like a practitioner, is, you know, knowing what people should do to feel better, and also knowing the fact that a lot of people aren't willing to give up the things that are contributing to their pain.
Of course. Of course. And no, and so I'm just saying that this is one of the benefits though, right? One of the benefits would be that maybe if she decided to look at her life from a holistic standpoint and try to live more a holistic manner, she may actually wake up every day without a headache.
Completely.
And I don't know if she understands what that would even feel like anymore. And that to me is quite sad, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I get asked a lot. People are like, well, how do I start to make changes? Like, how do I start to even get onto like a different way, like a different path? Because I have so many people ask me, like, and it's interesting because lately I'm getting it more and more and more, which shows the shift in the way that people are approaching their health. But I get asked so much, like, I went to my doctor and my doctor told me this and it doesn't feel right to me what they told me to do. And I was like, well, that's your first indication. Like, just because they're a doctor, or just, I'm not saying don't believe your doctor, but if something doesn't feel 100% right to you, go and get a second opinion or go and look at a different avenue.
Yeah.
You know, like, we had one of our F&E students, she came to me to talk to me about, she had PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Right.
And one of the things that, a lot of people who have PCOS, they'll tell you to, you know, take birth control or stay on birth control because that will keep the cysts from getting bigger, which is kind of counterintuitive because you're putting estrogen in your body and they thrive on estrogen. It's an estrogen dominant disorder. But anyways, neither here nor there. But she was saying she wanted to get pregnant. And she's like, well, right away, that's counterproductive, is taking birth control when you want to get pregnant. So she's like, I don't feel right about this approach. And I also want to get off birth control. I've been on it for too long. Anyways, long story short, she was like talking to me. She's like, I just feel like though I've been with my doctor for so long. And I'm like, well, why don't you just go and talk to a naturopath? Just to get a different opinion, just to try a different approach. And if that doesn't work, then you can always, you know, go back to your doctor and revisit that. So long story short, she ended up going to see a naturopath, trying a totally different approach. And really, it boiled down to her blood sugar levels. So for her, she now has gotten her periods back. She is, PCOS is like under control. And it's because she took a different approach. But that never would have started if she didn't say like, this doesn't feel right to me. Like, I don't, like, I know she's telling me this and I know she's got the education, but something doesn't feel right.
And that's your intuition.
Well, and it's almost like becoming like a bit of a child. Like, you know, if you're like, I have a headache, why? Well, I don't know, I didn't sleep very much. Why didn't I sleep very much? Oh, because I'm working too much. Why am I working so much? Because I want a promotion. Why? You know what I mean? Until you kind of unravel the key of what you need to change. And maybe it's something drastic in your life, or maybe it's
that sounds like you're diving down. That sounds like you're diving deep down the rabbit hole, and it kind of is, but it's a good thing.
It is, because sometimes it could be something as small as like, well, wait, I always get headaches because I drink Diet Coke and I don't eat lunch. Like once you start to peel back, Diet Coke. Or it could be like you peel it back and you're like, oh my God, it's because I absolutely like I'm not doing the job I want to be doing and I want to be working in fitness instead. You know what I mean? Like it could be something big, it could be something little, but once you start to become aware and peel back the layers of the, like peel that onion, you'll see, you'll start to understand yourself more.
For sure. Just as a side note, can I just tell you that I still, you'd be very proud of me. Since the day I found out I was pregnant, I gave up Diet Pop and I still to this day have not drank any Diet Pop.
Wow. Good job.
I know. That's huge. That's a huge thing for me because I really love it. Even when you said it, it made my heart like stop for a second. I was like, oh, but I know it's so bad for me, so I don't do it, but I want it.
It's all good. I drink a bottle of wine this weekend. No shame in my game.
I know, but I'm staying away from the aspartame. That sweet, sweet aspartame. Anyways, I should not be saying that on our health. I'm talking about holistic health. I'm talking about how much I love aspartame.
Yeah, but it's part of it. And that's the thing I love, though, is the honesty. Is because no one who's in health is sitting here, you know, who works in this industry is sitting here who eating 100% purely organic, perfect food, exercising, you know, in that meditative state 24/7. We're real people and we're all trying to do the best we can. Yeah. And we all have cravings, we all have weaknesses, and we all have things that, like, you know what? If I want to eat some pop chips for dinner one night and that makes me happy, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, but it's when it becomes every single day and all the time, that's when it becomes a problem.
Definitely. All right. Well, that being said, we are going to wrap this up for today. So just to recap, basically, you know, we were talking about why you need to live and focus on a holistic health rather than just one area. You know, and really just, it boils down to like, you are an individual who's made up of interdependent parts. Like you do have the physical side, the mental side, the emotional side, and the spiritual side, and you need to have all of them working in unison in order to work really well. So Laura, what is your sort of number one takeaway for our listeners today?
I just think it really is just start to listen to your body. Start to try to listen to the language that your body is using with you, and start like, if you start to feel, if you're tired or you have a symptom or you have a rash or something that's there, instead of just being like, oh, I've got a rash or I'm tired all the time, you know, start to kind of try to do a little bit of like detective work with yourself, you know, and see what could be causing that, because it could be something simple that you could change and your life could be so much better. But your body is always talking to you. So don't dismiss it. Because what it does, it's like it talks to you in a whisper at first. You don't listen. Next thing you know, it starts yelling at you. And that's when suddenly you are in bed with the flu.
Yeah.
So it's the same type of thing. So listen to the whispers. Don't wait for the foghorn.
No, for sure. And I guess, I mean, my number one takeaway is very similar to yours. It's just, you know, that you need to think about it from all sides, and you need to listen, and not only listen to your body, but also honor your body. Like if it's telling you one thing, if it is telling you, you need to rest, you need to take rest. If it is telling you, you know what, I just need a me day and I need to take some time off, don't feel guilty about it. Do it. Because as soon as you add the guilt, then you're kind of like, you're adding shame. You're adding all of this, like other emotions you're attaching to it. So then you'll never actually enjoy that me day, like, cause you will have all this other attachment to it. So try to really just honor every experience that you have and honor your body, honor your physical well-being. And, you know, it takes practice, but do the best you can always to just, you know, live your best life and make yourself the priority as well.
I love it.
All right. With that being said, we're going to wrap it up. But as always, thank you so much for listening today. And we would love to hear from you if you have any feedback, if you have questions, or if you have any topics that you'd like us to cover. Email us info@fitchicks.ca. We'd love to hear from you. Also, make sure you check us out on social media at fitchicks.ca. At Fitchicks on Instagram, Twitter, and at Fitchicks Bootcamp on Facebook. And check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. That is where, if you are interested in a holistic lifestyle, you should definitely check out our fitness and nutrition expert certification program if you want to get certified, so that not only you can educate yourself, but help others. And we also have our natural weight loss coach program, which will help you basically understand weight loss and management from the inside out in a very holistic and sort of dive deep kind of way. So thank you again for listening, and have yourself an amazing day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.